the appeal WLG refused to hear at its Cardiff meeting. Dear comrades in Welsh Labour grassroots, we are appealing to you for your support in our campaign against our expulsion from the Labour Party. Unfortunately, we are not able to be there in person because the steering committee of Welsh Labour grassroots responded to our request for support by expelling us from membership at WLG as well as Labour. It is very disappointing that, like Labour, the WLGSC has expelled us without giving us the opportunity to make our case. It seems to us to go against the principles of natural justice. We were looking forward to developing a joint campaign against the cuts that Cardiff Council is planning to agree on the 23rd of February. We were delighted that Cardiff WLG agreed at its AGM to support the motion we proposed calling for the council to set a no-cuts budget and fight for more funding. Despite our expulsions, we would still like to take part in such a campaign with you. We hope to see you outside City Hall at 3:30 p.m. on the 23rd to lobby councillors with Cardiff against the cuts. We think it's Labour's last chance to demonstrate before the election that it is now taking a different road to the £100 million plus of funding cuts made so far. We owe it to the ordinary working class people who rely on these services and jobs to show them that there are Labour members who will fight for them. We expect some will be worried that showing any opposition will weaken Labour's chances in the election, but we would argue that the worst situation would be if all Labour members appeared to be united in favour of implementing cuts. Our voters will abandon us and look elsewhere, or not bother to turn out. Like others who have been expelled and disowned, the pre-Corbyn Labour bureaucracy which favours the Blairite wing of the party has distorted the reasons for our expulsion. They say we have been expelled for having joined other socialist organisations and supported their campaigns. These rules are undemocratic and also unwise if Labour is serious about becoming a party capable of fighting against austerity and for socialism. Labour members should have full freedom of discussion and debate and the right to organise together with other members who agree with them to convince the rest of the party. The right wing enjoys these freedoms in organisations like Progress. We should fight to overturn these rules, but with the chance to convince people that Labour was heading in a new direction slipping away, we were not prepared to wait before getting involved. In any case, this was clearly and demonstrably not the real reason for our expulsions. Labour tolerates organised groups in its ranks, as long as they do not present a real threat to the right wing getting their way. But most telling is the fact that, while each of us joined Labour at a different time, all of us were expelled together, very soon after raising the motion against cuts. We can imagine that some will think we should have hidden our support for other socialist organisations. We considered this but rejected it, knowing that if we did so at some stage we'd be accused of dishonesty by the bureaucracy. We also believe that we've got to fight to open up and democratise the party. Labour should go back to its radical roots, when it was a federation of socialist, suffrage, and trade union organisations, and welcome the affiliation of groups like the Socialist Party. The anti-austerity wing of the Greens could be attracted on that basis too. We appeal to you to follow in the footsteps of figures like Tony Benn and Jeremy Corbyn, who despite having several disagreements with the militant newspaper, nevertheless fully backed the campaign of its supporters against expulsion in the 1980s, because they understood that it would open the door to the big business wing, those we call Blairites today, getting full control of the party. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 14th of February 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.